2 on Cosgrove this morning. Filling in for Andrew Bansley is on holidays at the moment. Let's just rewind to yesterday afternoon, the 2016 Grafton Cup.
Out in front now, it's Dream Folk. Dream Folk worked its way to a clear lead. Out by a length to the good of Foreign Prince on the outside, then Brave Ali. Malice Hook to the outside with Jumbo Prince and also Amex right down the outside. At the 300, it's Malice in front and the Godolphin Blue. Shoots its way to the front, out by 2. Trying hard was Foreign Prince, then came All Clear. Jumbo Prince from the back, it's All Clear. Here's Red Nav bursting through. Red Nav, and also out wide on the track was All Clear, and they hit it. Red Nav has won the cup.
Oh, Sally Taylor, the winning trainer I spoke to this time yesterday morning. She was hoping. Sally, congratulations, you won the cup.
I know, thank you.
You little ripper, hey?
It's so good. Amazing.
Oh, now yesterday morning, I said to you when he won the prelude, where were you? You said you're on your own, and you had a little bit of a tear in the eye when he won. Take us through from the top of the straight yesterday. What was going through your mind?
Well, when he came around the turn, I watched it from the fence again on my own. I watched it from the telly.
Yeah.
I could see he was getting a good clear run from around the turn from the 600, and I thought, oh, well, he's coming home, travelling well. Didn't think he was travelling as well as the ones that were in the lead and the ones coming down the outside. But Peter just put him in a perfect position and he came home just as hard as he did last week in the prelude.
All right. How did you feel the last 100 when all of a sudden Red Nav started to dive through?
I nearly died of shock. I was screaming by myself again and jumping up and down. It was just amazing. I cannot... unexplainable.
When he hit the line and you realise you won, it's an incredible feeling. Did you feel almost alone, like in a cocoon? You're thinking, I've done this. I've actually won the Grafton Cup.
Yeah, it still hasn't fully sunk in, I don't think, but that I've achieved this. Months ago when he was on his way to Ballina, the Ballina paper rang me and said what my plans were, and I just put it out there. My plan was to take him to the Grafton Cup and the carnival to see how it goes, and I never thought I'd actually be standing here saying that I won it.
Well, you did. I spoke to you yesterday morning when I saw you on Tuesday at the races, and second I talked to you, and you said quietly, oh, I don't know whether we can win at all these good horses. You go, think he'll run a big race, and you've got the cup.
I know. Well, I was quietly confident because I know how good the horse is and how much talent he does have, but I guess you're up against big people and so much uproar about how good the horses were and how much prize money they'd won and what they did in the previous races. So I guess with all that against him and the barrier as well, I was a bit worried about the barrier. I guess you kind of can't go for him, and his price was a bit shocking. But anyway, I guess the trainers know too much. That's why they think like that.
Now, Sally, you mentioned you're up against the big people. I'm going to let you know a little secret. One of the big people who you flogged yesterday, right? I'll tell you who he is. He was absolutely wrapped for you late yesterday afternoon, John O'Shea.
Oh, really? Oh, that's so nice.
He was thrill pink for you. He said, you can quote me. He said, I am in awe of what she has done.
Oh, that's lovely. Coming from him, all of his success.
Well, John said, to win the Grafton Cup with your 26th runner in a race, he said, mate, that is just unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. I will agree with that.
And
I can't believe it.
And you know the other thing, he reflected back when he started, he said, you know what, we all have to start somewhere. And he said, this is what I love about racing, that these things happen, that you and Peter go out and knock them out of the water. He said, because if that didn't happen, all the big stables would win all the races. He said, this is just absolutely brilliant, and it's what racing's about. And he said, please pass on my congratulations to Sally and tell her I am
lovely.
In awe of what she's done. So that's a wrap coming from John O'Shea.
That's amazing. Thank you, John.
Well, he wanted to know all about. He said, just incredible. And I mean, it is a magnificent thrill for you. How much sleep have you had?
Not much.
I'm tipping you've pulled up a little worse than the horse. Don't worry about that. You're a little bit croaky in the voice. I think we'll have to scope you later, Sally.
The horse has pulled up great. Definitely better than me.
I reckon. I didn't want to say that early. We'll have a cough. You're all right. I thought, no, you've had a...
great. You, I'm so glad about it.
You've had a hard run last night, I reckon, Sally.
I had great fun.
You've got to... You know what I said to somebody the other day? You never know when your next win is going to be. Well, the way you're going, it'll probably be next week. You're flying at the moment, but...
We'll have a start of Sunday, so...
Yeah, good on you.
Do
so
it
what?
Again.
So what happens now with Red Nab? What will you do with him?
He's thought out really well, but... I don't know. I guess there was so much leading up to this race, he didn't really think about what was happening after it.
So you've got to sit...
got to speak to the owners and see where they want to go with him.
Now, you're still working in the phone shop, or have you told them what to do at the phone shop?
No, I'm still working there, yeah.
Still flogging phones. There'll be people ringing up. You'll be selling them left, right and centre now. They don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, come get a phone off me.
There you go. Well, Sally, congratulations. As I said, as John O'Shea said, this is just what racing's all about.
Yeah, and it's a great story.
So many people would have been absolutely thrilled for you yesterday to win that race.
Thank you.
Good luck. Good on you.
Can't be more happier, I don't think.
No, I reckon. As I said yesterday, you'd have to stop grinning to get through the gate, and I tipped you'd do cartwheels around the mounting yard after he won. But...
I was trying to keep it all under control.
You maintain wonderful composure. I was very proud of you, all right?
Thank you.
Good on you, Sally. Congratulations.
Thanks so much.
There we go. Sally Taylor, she's the winning trainer of Red Nab. Now, she's a bit croaky. I'm tipping this next guest could be a bit croaky too. I saw a photo of him drinking out of the cup. Peter Graham. Morning, Pete.
G'day, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, mate. How have you pulled up?
No, I'm not too bad, actually. Yeah. Pretty good.
Hey, what a wonderful effort. You would have heard me talking to Sally then. It's just a lovely story. And, mate, good on you. That's fantastic.
That's what it's about, mate. You know, for the country ones to get something like that, it's been unbelievable, yeah.
Well, I think Gary Cleese, he said to me, he was talking to you a couple of meetings ago, he said, are you heading to Grafton? You said, oh, yeah, I'll probably have a few slowies to push around and hopefully get a reasonable ride. And you picked up the ride, $61, but you never know, do you?
No, you never know. You go and ride them as good as you can, and you never know your luck. That's just racing, isn't it?
Well, it was funny yesterday morning talking to Sally, and I said, well, what instructions will you give Pete? And she said, not really many. He knows what to do. And she said, I just hope he can get to the fence and sort of give the horse, smother him up a bit and just save him for that last burst. And, but Pete, at the 200, he looked like he was going nowhere.
Yeah, he just keeps coming and coming. It was a really good effort. It surprised me. I did have a lot of luck in the race. Even from the 1200, things just kept peeling off the French in front of me. I just kept getting, just kept sneaking up. And come to the corner, I was still travelling pretty good. I thought, geez, I'm bloody chance here. But anyway, he just kept coming, yeah.
And it was just when that gap opened, you got a run out, telling it was a Dream Faker, one of those, the gap came. That's when he really let go.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, he really let down. It was really a bit of a surprise because it was that strong a race. There was plenty of form there. But, I thought he'd run well, but I didn't think he'd be able to match it with them horses. But anyway, we did it. It's history now.
You've done it, and that would be your biggest win, I think, wouldn't it?
It is, yeah. Sure.
Yeah? Well...
Yeah, I don't think I've had many rides in the Grafton Cup. I've won a lot of cup races around the country, but yeah. Grafton's a bigger level, prize money and all that. But anyway, no, I was thrilled to have a ride and let no win it, but I can't believe it.
Mate, I would have loved the view you would have got when you came back to Scale to see Sally waiting there for this horse to come back would have been fantastic, I reckon, sitting up there looking down to.
Yeah, she was shaking, mate. It was good there. Phone and stop ringing. People saying congratulations and what have you. It's been terrific.
Well, as I said to her, there's John O'Shea and others were just saying, how good is it, for this to happen? It's just brilliant. That's what racing's all about, isn't it? Having
it
fun.
Is, yeah.
And,
it's
awesome. Everyone gets a win.
And all that, isn't it? Just that's what racing's all about, You don't have to be the big fish all the time, Everyone gets their chance.
Yeah, well. Mate, congratulations. Absolutely fantastic rap for you and for Sally as well. I think she's going to have to go and get plastic surgery to get the smile removed off her face.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah, terrific. Yeah.
Well, Pete, good luck. You got a quiet day today?
I have, yeah. I'll probably watch a couple of races. My son, Jesse, he's got a couple of rides at Scone, so I'll watch them. And I've got races the next couple of days, Saturday and Sunday, and then I'm having a couple of days off going fishing. I'll celebrate then.
Good on you. Now, with Jesse, are you a dad who goes through tapes with him, or do you just talk on the phone? What do you do?
No, we watch, you know, not a real lot. Mate, he knows what he's doing. I give him advice, you know.
Yeah.
Like everyone, they, you know, sometimes your kids don't listen to you or whatever. Sometimes they do, you know, but he knows what he's doing. He rides quite well, mate. Yeah. All my kids are good riders, actually. I've got a couple of daughters that ride well, too. That's the Downey. Downey rides, Tony. So one of my eldest daughter rides, she rides track work as well. She's a good rider, but, yeah.
Well, you must be as proud as punch today, Pete. Congratulations. Absolutely wonderful. And as I said, I mean, everyone would be just thrill pink for you today, mate.
Yeah, they are. It's unreal. Well, thanks, mate.
Good on you. Let's hope the winners keep coming.
Yeah, we'll be trying. Thank you.
Thanks, Peter. Peter Graham there, following up on Sally Taylor's win in the Grafton Cup yesterday. And as I mentioned, John O'Shea passed on his congratulations. I reckon Peter Snowden would have watched that race yesterday and probably thought back, I remember when I won my first decent race, and there's little Sally yesterday winning the Grafton Cup. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Good.
It was a tremendous story. I was so happy for everyone, especially Peter Graham. I know Peter very well, so I was just finishing my career and he was kicking off, so that makes me feel a bit too old. I was so proud for him. He works really hard, as do everyone in this game. It's a hard game for everybody, so to see him get a great result like that, I was super pleased for everyone concerned.
And for young Sally, a 26th runner in a race and she wins the Grafton Cup, Peter. Just incredible.
That's special. No, she must be a talent. But like you got the horse to work with. You've always got to have the cattle to work with. You can't win without them. And she'd be very proud. And she'd be very thankful for the opportunity she was given, as she's got to be in this game, so that she's handled herself very well.
Now, this morning you had some nice horses trial. The obvious one we would ask you about is Capitalist. And we'll play the trial after we have a chat to you. He looked as though he was very keen to run in the trial.
Yeah, he was, sure. His trial came at the right time of his prep. He was just a bit above himself of late, but look, he's going really well, the horse. He handled himself nice, and he walked back off the track like it was just a perfect trial for him, and I was pleased with him, so all's well so far.
Yeah, he raced along the side there for people to watch it. He looked a bit keen, wanted to get his head up, and he wanted to run, didn't he?
Yeah, look, he's pretty good. He just he was going to lead, and two outside, and kept pushing on, so Karen said, I'll let them go, but when they got there, they pulled up in front of him, so that's why looked like he's over racing. Just the pace just dropped off for 200 metres, and then when they straightened those leaders, just got out off the fence and he just squirted underneath them and he went the line with himself. But he was just a perfect trial. I was happy with everything, the way it went, the way he pulled up and the way he handled it was very good.
Yeah, when he came back in afterwards, he had much of a blow, Peter, or not?
No, he wouldn't have pretended here. No, he's come to the trial really well. Yeah.
So with him now, is he the sort of horse, is he a gross doer? I mean, having had that trial today, when do you give him his next gallop? Do you have to give him much work or not?
No, he'll just keep ticking out. He won't do much fast work for about probably 5 or 6 days, but he'll have another couple of gallops and another trial, and then his first start on the 6th of August.
All right. Now, that'll be in the, I'm trying to think of the name of the race.
The missile,
yeah, you'll run in that. And then, as you said, hopefully to Melbourne, eventually for the spring for the Coolmore.
Well, I have another run. We haven't sort of locked it in, but James has been away overseas and only just got back. So we've got to lock a program in for him. But it's likely he'll have 3 runs in Sydney and then a short break and then 2 in Melbourne. Certainly the Golden Rose has been mentioned this preparation, his first 3 runs in Sydney. So if that's the case, he'll probably maybe run in the run of the Rose. But look, we'll get to the first one first. That'll be the missile on the 6th.
Just play it by ear. I noticed you had some lovely horses trialling this morning and a few others have gone very well. Anything in particular people should write their name down, do you think, from today?
Oh, I think the obvious. He's going really well. But nice horses, some nice horses are coming through. We hope we've got a nice spring group of horses going forward. They've had nice prep so far and they've had nice trials. Some have had a couple of trials ready to go and some are just wanting another one before they get there. So and the morning's been all right so far.
You must be relieved because you can get a horse back like Capitalist after he's had his spell and you work him in the track and everything's good, but until you give him a trial or a race, you're never that 100% sure either. Some horses look like they're going to do it, but they don't come back, but it looks like he's all good.
Yeah, exactly right, Sean. Quite often there's 2-year-olds or only 2-year-olds and don't train on.
Yeah.
This horse, he doesn't seem... He only had 5 runs as a 2-year-old, so we looked after him all the way through. We're very mindful of how much work he'd done. Even though he did race for the full 2-year-old time, he had about 3 preparations in that first 8 months, but his runs were spaced, and we did look after him. and that sort of helps later on. You know, you just should be a bit more less content.
Yeah, well, when you look, as you said, his runs, yeah, the one in October, then he waited December, January, then a break, March, the two then. You've taken care of him beautifully.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. He's a nice horse. He's a great horse to work with. That helps a lot. He's got a good attitude to go, a good ability. Yeah. So he's got most things covered, and hopefully he's prepped another good one as well.
All right, terrific. Good luck with him, Peter. We do appreciate your time this morning.
You're welcome, Sean.
Thanks, Peter. Peter Snowden joining me there. In the same trial, Weatherly went around, and Paul Massara trains Weatherly, and I think he's in a bit of a rush, but he's graciously given us a couple of minutes. Paul, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm well. He ran a nice trial for you as well. Weatherly, you would have been pretty happy, I'd think.
Yeah, well, happy enough. It was more of a blowout for him this morning. He said, obviously, a bit of time to go. He's probably not quite as tuned up as a few of the others down here just on looks, but happy with the way that he went. Didn't really love the ground. Craig felt that it's probably a good soft for him. They've only put up a six, but he said it felt a lot heavier than that. So probably a horse that likes to sting out of it, but not too heavy, I'd suggest.
In the straight, it looked like he just held him together. He wasn't really asking him to do too much.
No, he wasn't. He kind of floundered a little bit. He said he felt like he had plenty, but he said it was a good trial without being obviously special. But he was happy enough that... another trial in a fortnight, and I think the horse will come on a lot for today's outing.
All right. Now, where do you go to first up with Weatherly? Have you got anything locked in as yet?
Nothing really locked in, but he'll probably go to the Rosebud. Yeah. So I'll trial again in a fortnight, then 8 days later, head to the Rosebud.
With him, are you looking at the spring in Melbourne with him as well, Paul?
Yeah, potentially down the track, heading towards the Golden Rose, obviously, this time in. Yep. And then, definitely the Coolmore, having already run down the straight and won in the Talon Dirt. And had that experience, I think that's certainly a bonus for him.
The lovely thing is, already, although he's only had three runs, he's been down the straight and he's gone right-handed to left-handed and performed every which way you've sent him.
Yeah, he's done pretty well. To be honest with you, he's still very raw. He's a big, boisterous colt. And even today in the barriers, he's kind of quite aware of what's around him, water-wise. He needs a bit of racing to really settle down and concentrate on the job. He's... still a lot of things are taking his attention, so we've just got to, hopefully with a bit more racing, that'll all settle down. Yeah. And he'll be a little bit more desensitised. But listen, we're happy with him, and I think he's going to improve, both mentally and physically, from this hit out.
Terrific. Look, appreciate your time. Just quickly, the Brazilian kickboxing, was it you were doing?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I don't forget.
Jiu-Jitsu, I haven't had much of a run lately, been a bit busy, but maybe later in the year.
Have another crack there. I just think every jockey should know that you're a very good exponent of this, Paul, because they put him in an ordinary ride and see you not smiling when they come back, beware.
We'll see what happens.
All right. We'd love to see the stewards report afterwards. What happened?
I don't think it'd be great.
No, it wouldn't be. Great. Appreciate your time this morning, and good luck with Weatherly too.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Paul Massara there. Weatherly trial this morning. Here is the trial. Weatherly and Capitalist.
Sets and away. Capitalist left okay. Vienna Waltz out in the deep showed good speed with Pre-Dominate and Wachula's going through in the centre of those runners. Capitalist settles down fourth. Weatherly fifth. Two lengths away next to Meadow Lane. Gracious Grey the inside. Then Taj Mahal and Enna Capri is last. At the home corner, 4:50 left to run. And it's Wachula in front by neck to Vienna Waltz. A length away, Capitalist wanting to tug for more rain behind the leaders. Weatherly fourth and then Gracious Grey. Pre-Dominates dropped out of it. Taj Mahal, Enica Pre, Meadow Lane. 300 left to run. Wachula in front. Vienna Waltz is called upon. Capitalist is just starting to sneak up along the inside and Taj Mahal runs on. 150 to go. Capitalist has gone through on the inside. McAvoy blew the whistle and the trial is just all over. Capitalist went down and won it by a length and a half. Hard held. Vienna Waltz second. Weatherly worked home for third. Justin advance of Wachula and then Gracious Grey, Taj Mahal. Behind those runners, we had Meadow Lane and then Pre-Dominate, and the last one home was Enna Capri.
There we go. There's the trial this morning, and that was at Randwick, and Capitalist and Weatherly going around there, and you've heard from both trainers, Peter Snowden and Paul Massara.